All right.
I hope everybody had a good break, Sukkot, Chagim. Hope everyone davened well and everything and learned. Okay, so we start the continuation of the Zman. I first wanted to start with as follows. We should mechazik as much as we can the learning, the attendance, and focus in Shir Vizhashem and Shavrusa to the best of our ability. Okay? That's what we're here, the Iker. And we try to the best of our ability to make sure that we have a kvius of the Starim and Shir. Okay. Secondly, I wanted to mention that I wanted to wish Yossi and Zevi a lot of chizuk, and they should have only simchas in their house. And as also Moshe as well, was Moshe's uncle as well, and you should have everyone should have simchas, and we should always be together, mechazik our chaverim, and talmidim as much as possible, and we're always here for you. And b'ezras Hashem, we should only have simchas together, a lot of learning, a lot of simchas, and good health. B'ezras Hashem, b'lehen har. Okay? All right. Okay, we forgot something. Does anyone recall? Well, I think the last day of Shir was a Thursday. There was one subtopic we forgot that I gave you Mar Makomos for in Seder. Does anyone remember? We completely forgot it. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi. What was the topic? I gave you Mar Makomos. I'll give you a hint. We had two Tosim and Shas. Tosim Baba Kam and Tosim Kedushin. About a certain type of Kenyan. You remember? Agav. Right, Agav. We forgot to talk about that. So let's begin with that before we go back to the Gemara, okay? We got to talk about that. We stressed, even though the Gemara is not talking about Kenyan, Agav, but I wanted to give some background about it. Now, we got a big board here. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Jesus. Big one. Okay.
Can't reach that, man.
What'd you say?
Can't reach that, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I had these in my briefcase all of okay. So let's begin. Kenyan Agav. Now literally the word Kenyan Agav is by the way of. Okay? I'll give you a classic example. Let's get it. A guy purchases a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan, which is very expensive. In fact, I would recommend you guys may be going to that business. If you're not going into Chinuch or Rabbanis, maybe going to real estate and own a lot of parking lots in Manhattan. Okay, you'll have the ability to do a lot of stalker. So, especially if anyone's ever had a park in Manhattan, you know how expensive it is. But let's say there's a guy who wants to purchase a parking lot in Manhattan, and Agav, by the way of being Kona the Karka, which are the three ways we start off the first day of Shir, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka, Mishnah, and Kedushin, how you buy real estate, says, I want to buy 10 other Rolls Royces. Okay? That's acceptable. He didn't make a Kenyan on the Rolls Royce. He did Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka in the parking lot. But the Gemara has a din called Kenyan Agav. If you make a Kenyan on the Kenyan on the Karka will also apply to the movables, and you will be Kona everything lock, stock, and barrel. That's what's called the Kenyan Agav. Okay? It's a very, very interesting Kenyan. To the degree that Tosos and Kedushin on Daf Hei that I gave you clearly writes in Rabbi Kiveger, if you remember, the Gemara Shas is mitzayin it, Tosos and Kedushin says that Agav is a Kenyan Diraisa. Okay? It is no doubt a Kenyan Diraisa. It's clear from the Tosfos there, the Gemara is talking about Shtar Kedushin there, which is a good Shtar, Kenyan D'Oraisa for a man and Mekadosh a woman. It's clear that the Tosfos holds that Kenyan Agav is in fact what? Midiraisa. Okay? That's Tosfos Kedushin and Daf Hayam and Aleph. And Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin a different Tosfos Shas, a Tosfos in Bava Kama and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. Where Tosfos in Bava Kama and Daf Yud Beis, the Bava Kama, and Daf Yubayz and Manaf Scholik and claims that it's a Kenyan Midirabbanan. So we have a very interesting machloikas as to whether this Kenyan is a Kenyan Midirabbanan. What does that mean? Does that mean? We know, you might ask me, Rebbe, what does Kenyanim Midirabbanan mean? Is it either it's yours or not? It is yours based on what famous principle? If you have a kinyan rabbanan, how can the rabbanan declare something being mine? What's the famous principle that appears in Gittin? Hefker, basin, hefker. The rabbanan have the ability, based in, have the ability in dinim amris, they have the governing rights to say that that thing that is only yours, min rabbanan, is in fact, hefker, basin, hefker, is in fact yours at a level min yoreis. Okay? So don't be bothered by it. It's only acquired in min rabbanan. How could it be good? Impact you on a level of your rights. It can, okay? It can, and it would work. In fact, I want to highlight this. There are some Rishonim that say if you're a Makadosh, a woman, with a kinyan mid the Rabbanon, it works minat Torah. What would be an example of a kinyan Rabbanon? Agav, according to who? Tosav Bava Kama. Another example that everyone agrees is a kinyan mid Rabbanon is called Maimid Shloshtan. Maimid Shloshtan is as follows. Let's say I'm owed money by Josh, and Michael's right here in front of us. We get to aid him. I say, you know what? The money you owe me, Josh, I want to give it to what, Michael? It's a verbalization. That's a good kinyan. That's clear to Gemara writes black on white and getting that it's a kinyan in the Rabbanan. So could you be Kaddish a woman with a kinyan in the Rabbanan? That's a big machloikis, the Ksos quotes of Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. I want you to get it down. It's a machloikis, Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. Can you be Kaddish a woman with a kinyan in the Rabbanan? With Maimon Shloshtan. Okay? Can you take a kinyan rabbanan? Will it work on a level of yiraisa? So the pastor says you should be able to. Hefker, basin, hefker. So hamayim shloshan is an example of a kinyan min rabbanan. And can you mikadosh a woman with a kinyan min rabbanan? Will it work min haTorah? Machlokes Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the Beis Yosef. Okay? So the Ksos quotes is a machlokes. Please get it down. I'm not going to write on the board, but get it down. Can mikadosh a woman with mayim shloshan to machlokes the Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yeruchim? Okay? Do we say that kinyan rabbanan will impact on a level of the rice of the Makadosh woman? Obviously, if you want a Makadosh woman, you need a kinyan rice. Okay. So we have this very big machlokes as to how kinyan agav is it the rice of the rabbanan. So there are two nafkaminas I want to give, and then we'll add on our chiddush. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's possible. It's certainly possible that we could suggest it. Okay? There's a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. And it's on two issues, actually, that we could try to be mazbe that it's lishitasa. Okay? There is a halacha discussion. Those Rolls Royces that that man bought, do they have to be on the karka, or do they not have to be on the karka? Okay? This is a very interesting machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay? Meaning to say as follows. There are two approaches to the way agav can work. What are the two approaches to the way agav can work? Number one is that we assume agav makes the Rolls Royces tuffle the karka, meaning b'mitzias, they become the same entity. The Rolls Royces blend into the karka. They are nitfal, you know what nitfal means? They're subsidiaries, those Rolls Royces. B'mitzias. Lakarka. That's the uniqueness of a kinyan agav. The uniqueness of a kinyan agav is that it halachically takes these Rolls Royces and blends them into what? Blends them into being mamish karka. They are nitba b'mitzias. Alan, you follow me? That's the godless of what of the notion of what of agav. Or no? Do you say that it's known as the first approach is more of an engineering type thing? Or however you want to, yeah, more architecturally. You're actually saying the Rolls Royces are karka. They are not classified as metallic and Moshe. They are karka. They are real estate. Or no, do you say that the kinyan agav works, its mechanics are in the kinyan? And the way it works is as follows, that the kinyan is the tfeilis b'kinyan. The kinyan that is made on the karka, we make it as if it's been made on the metallic. Nitfal b'kinyan. You understand the difference? The maisekinyan that was done on the karka, I treat halachically as if the kinyan is chal on the Rolls Royces. Not that the mitzias, I view them as all one thing. I view the maisekinyan, the kesef shtar and chazak I did on the real estate, also as chal on these metalton. Now, normally, those three kinyanim are not good on metalton, right, Chaim? But I'll pidin since I structured the deal. Is that they are what? The kinyan should work also on the metalton. That's a tfeilis b'kinyan. That's the chiddush. Oh. So it comes out, I want you to get this. Aaron, you with me? You got this one? This off. As Lefi the Ravid comes out as follows. According to the Ravid, it comes out that there's no nafkimini if the metaltan are tziburin or not. Meaning to say, even if they are tziburin, you know what tziburin means? Yes. Must the Rolls Royces be on that parking lot, or can they be on the other side of Manhattan? Do they have to be on the what? Ariel, you follow me? Do they have to be on the what? Parking lot or not? So according to the Ravid, even if they are on the parking lot, you need him to say. Who's him? You need the seller to say to the buyer. You have to tell him, he has to say beferish, agav, shiomer, agav, kedei lapilim lemaisa kinin. He has to say, the mocher, sarich lomar, to the buyer, lekona, agav, I want you to acquire it in an agav way. Even if it's zibur, af, bit zibur. This is the Ravid. This will follow, this will be the Ravid's opinion. This is the Ravid shita. The Ravid says, the whole lum, this is number two. The approach is it's a din in the kinyan. So you need to highlight that. You need to not just highlight, you need to access that. How do you access that? You have to say, Mr. Buyer, I'm selling you my parking lot in Manhattan, and I'm also selling you 10 Rolls Royces as well. And I don't care if the Rolls Royces are sitting on the karka. You have to halachically have your kinyan work on the Rolls Royces as well. And in order to do that, you have to communicate that and verbalize it to the buyer. So af Ravid holds mocher tzarch lomer kaina agav af bitzibur even bitzibur. This is the sheet of the Ravid, because the Ravid holds number two. And guess who holds number one? The Rambam. Because what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds, and let me give you the Maromakom. The Rambam is in Hilchos Mechira Perak Gimel Halacha Ches. The Rambam holds as follows, that if they are tziburin, you don't have to say a word to him. It works automatically, and the Sma and Choshen Mishpat says this explicitly. Simin Reish Bey Sifkot and Gimel. That tziburin we assume is as if it's Migufar Karka, and you don't have to say Agavukni. Does everyone get that? So according to the Rambam, I'll write it down. Bitziburin, Lo Tzarich, Lomar, Agav. You don't have to say the Lashon. That was what we want to say from the Rambam. You don't have to say the Lashon of Agav Ukni. Lo Tzarech Lomer Agav Ukni. That you should want to acquire it in such a way. Because according to the Rambam, if the whole notion is this nitpol v'metzias, it happens automatically. You don't need a verbalization. But I want you to get down that if it's Nazi Burin, the Rambam would agree you must articulate it. Everyone got this, Chlor? Mike, you got it? This is the Machlekes Rambam. Aaron, you got it, Chlor? Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes?
According to the Rambam, it can still work even if they're not on the land?
No. Yes, it can work if they're not on the land, but you must say Agav Ukni. But if they're already on the land, you don't have to, what, as long as everyone's on the same page, he doesn't have to actually say Agav Ukni. It works automatically because they blend in Metzius.
So they're considered the land even though they're not on the land, according to the Rambam.
If the Rolls Royces are on the parking lot, then you don't have to articulate, I'm also selling, if everyone knows that the deal is not just the parking lot, but also the cars, works automatically.
But if they're not on the parking lot.
Not, then you have to highlight it. You have to say it. Yes, but you have to say that. You have to say that. It works. You have to say it. By saying it, makes them blend in together. That's correct. So this is the Machloikis Rambam Ravid. Get that, please. That's number one. And number two is... Oh, okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Let's get the second Nafkamina. Second Nafkamina. According to Mr. Solomon Meltzer, that's out. Ibn Azal. He's Masber another Machlekes. Please get it. Between who? The Rambam Ravid. Machlekes Rambam Ravid in Halacha Yud Aleph. Same Perek. Perek Gimel Mechir Halacha Yud Aleph. Machlekes is regarding an Eved. An Eved Knaini. According to the Ravid writes, Beferish, very, very interesting Chiddush, okay? The Ravid is opposed to the Rambam. First, let's start with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes as follows. According to the Rambam, by Avadim, you need the fellow to be Tziburin. According to the Rambam, you need the fellow to be Tziburin. Rambam, Eved, Sarich, Tziburin. This is what you were just asking me, Michael. If the Eved, you buy a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan, and the Eved is in what, Washington Heights? Does not work. Even if you say Agav Pni, it does not work. You need by an Eved, because an Eved is 90. What does the word 90 mean? He moves around. It's not like inanimate objects of metalpolin. So in order to compensate for that, he's got to be on the parking lot. You have to say it, Agav Pni, but he's got to be on the parking lot. If he's not on the parking lot, the Rambam holds, it does not work. Halacha l'maisa. Even if you say Agav Pni. This is the Rambam Shita. So Rambam writes, Eved Tzarich Tziburin. Guess what the Ravid says? Ravid says, nothing doing. The Ravid holds, Halacha l'maisa, he holds that there is no concept. It does not have to be Tziburin at all. This is the Shita of the Ravid. There is no Halacha that he has to be Tziburin. And as long as you say, Agav Pni, Lo Tzarich Tziburin by what, Eved? Lo Tzarich Tziburin? Rak, Tzarich, Agav Ukni, Rak Tzarich, Agav Ukni. Plug this in for me. How is this Plishitoso? What do you say? Hey, Alan, go ahead. According to the Rambam, if the whole lumbus of Agav is what? Nifel b'mitzias, what do you say? Since the Eved is what? Can move around. You need to compensate for that, so therefore he's got to be there. According to the Ravid, since the whole lumbus is nitful bikinyan, I don't care where he is. As long as you just say, Agav Ukni. Everyone got that core? It's a beautiful lumbus. Michael, you got it?
Yeah.
You follow me? There's no requirement for him to be on the parking lot. Because it's all an issue of making sure the kinyan halachically works, not just on the carpet, but also works as if it's on the Rolls Royce as well, on the Evan. So I don't care. He doesn't have to be there. These two nekudas, the Rambam and the Ravid, Alashi Tosai. Oh. Hash the dosis lahachi. Okay? Now that we arrived at this point, maybe we could add on, and I'm not saying it's muchach, but Yossi just asked, what do you think is a more powerful approach, one or two, than lumbus? What's a little bit more drastic or extreme in the two approaches? In the halachic world of lumbus, what would you say? I would say one. I mean, b'mitzias, the Rolls Royce is not the parking lot. It's a little bit more powerful, Zach. I hear what you said, but from the perspective of it being a little bit more drastic, I think you got to say one. I hear what you would say, but I think one's a little more drastic. This is where I want to suggest. This is d'oraisa. D'oraisa means it's much more powerful. If it's the Arisa concept, then you can say number one. If it's the Rabbanan, then it's more weaker, and therefore we can only say two. So the machlokas between the two Tosim and Shas, we want to suggest, is a machlokas Rambam Ravid, and there are two nafkaminas. You got to get them. Number one, about what? Do you have to say Agav Ukni by inanimate objects? And number two, the machlokas about Eved, Knaini, must he be Tziburin to the actual karka? Okay? And that's the lumbus that we wanted to suggest about Kinyan Agav. Okay? Like I said, we stressed our previous Gemara, when we do Chazara B'Zashem, but the last Gemara that we saw before the break, for Ben Ezmanim, was we stressed it was not talking about a Kinyan Chazak. Even according to the Ram, we said, no, it's talking about Chazkas Raya. But we wanted to just talk about this notion of Kinyan Agav. Elliot, you had a question? Got it? Okay, Yitzhi, yeah, go ahead.
If the Rambam was really strong about Shita, that as long as it's on the karka, that it should be Nitzvah and Mitzias, then why by the Eved should you even have to verbalize it? As long
because,
as the Eved's there,
because
it requires that it has to
still
be.
Still though, the Eved is so movable. Granted, he's there, but he always has the ability to run in and out. So we want to make sure that what it's not like an inanimate object.
Maybe.
So you need to compensate for that. So Rambam will say you need Tziburin and you need to say Agav Ukni.
But it seems
that's
like
a
takes holds. Away from the Shita almost.
I don't think so. I think
like
because you can't.
But you're
dealing with an Eved that's a different level than an inanimate object. So I think it fits in quite well. That's why it's a little bit, it's a grade lower. That's a Rambam Shita. Let me just, the Rambam writes, Lo Kanechi Mizuchom Alech Ladas Atzmo. Seems like according to the Rambam, he said it would not work. would not work, Poshup Shot. According to the Rambam, I think, Yitzi, let me look into it more. I think according to the Rambam, you still would say need to say Akav Ukni. You're saying that you shouldn't even need to say anything. All right, let me think about it.
What if it happened without
the Rambam doesn't say it Petherish. You hear what I'm saying? Rambam just says, Lo konach yu besocho she'evin mahalach ladas atzmo. I'm assuming that you need to also say it as well. That's what my assumption is. Let's think about it though. Yitzi's asking. He's asking according to the Rambam, if you hold our first approach, which is what we're saying, then the Eved has to be tzibur. I hear you, but do you have to say agav ukni? That the Rambam doesn't say. I'm saying yes, you would have to because he still has the ability to run around. So you want to pin him down in a sense, or pin the deal down. You're saying maybe not. Okay, we have to think about it. Okay, good. Very good. Excellent. Let's go now vayter the Gemara in the next sugya that we have. Okay? Let's see inside the Gemara. Okay, who wants to read the Gemara? Hey, Alan, go ahead. Let's see. Let's read the Gemara. Oh, this is really moving around. Okay, good. Whoa. Okay, you ready? All right, you ready, Alan? Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, there's a lot we have to see here. We'll go one thing at a time. Very, very fascinating Gemara. And I want to thank Shloimeh and Eitan for getting me Minchas Osher. Rav Osher Weiss Shlita, he wrote a thing in the Sefer, Baruch Hashem. And I want to thank you for getting this for him. Okay, Baruch Hashem, now I have one at home and one here, so I need both. So he has a very beautiful Chiddush in the Sugya, so I want to see it. Okay? All right, go ahead, Al. Yes. What are you doing in my house? Okay, we've heard that expression before, right? Guy comes in and sees another guy in his room, right? What are you doing in my room, right? Go ahead. I bought it from you. Excellent. I've even been there for 3 years, correct? Very good. Go ahead. Oh. I have been there when? I have been inside the whole time in the inner rooms. So there's no way you could establish a 3-year chazaka. Not a chance. Go ahead. Yeah, the Baches Asu, they both came. Not just one of them. Asu, go ahead. Go clarify your eating. Meaning, who wins? According to Rav Nachman, who wins? Marakama. Excellent, guys. The Muksuk does not win until he proves his consumption for the 3 years. Go ahead. Hachidina? He says that's ridiculous. The Muksuk should win. The Muksuk should win. And finished. So we have a Machlaikis Rav and Rav Nachman straight up. Okay? Straight up in this Machlaikis. Very fascinating. Okay. Let's see the Rashis, please. You got me? Go ahead, Vachalta. Let's go. Hey, Alan, go ahead. Rashbams, rather. Go ahead. Right, Vachalta. Start from Vachalta Shnei Chazaka. Go ahead. The Dibra Masko there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ebay Shtari. I lost my star. Vadati Shtari. Go ahead. Oh, and you didn't protest that I should be careful with the shtar. Go ahead. Right, Ma'ar is synonymous with who? Marakama. Yes? Go ahead. Oh, what's the key word in that Rashbam? Well, let's get this, guys. What's the key word? Not only did he pass through it, he was inside, but what else did he do? Underline that word 50 times, umishtamish. He used it. He used it. Listen, I used it. I didn't think I had a protest. Isn't that enough that I'm using the thing? Right? I'm expressing my bias on it. What, do you have to articulate words, it's mine, it's mine? It's enough that I'm using it. That key word in Rashbam, umishtamish, which we'll get back to, Blinetter. Go ahead. Amalei. Go ahead. Right, Shaboy Mach Bedin, the Bach says. You have to bring Aiden? Go ahead. Hamotzi Michavero. Excellent. Olov, okay, let's see this inside very closely. Go ahead, Zion. Take out the word Lamarer. Olav. Just take out the word Lamarer, the Bach says. Go ahead. Yeah, that he lived there, that he used it. What does that mean? What does Rava hold? That since the Edom saw this guy squat there for 3 years, we are not concerned that what? That the Marakama was there the whole time, because we never heard about anything about this except today. So it's bogus. We don't care. Get the next one. Let's go. Go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? This case is where the Ma'arer has what? Has Aiden that it was once his. Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. Okay, let's get this. What does the Rashbam say? First, the Kuda we have to discuss here. What does Rashbam say at the end of the Rashbam? That the Marakama had Aiden that what? That it was once his own house. Yes? What's the Rai of the Rashbam, Ariel? Because if he didn't have Aiden that it was once his house, then even Rav Nachman, who says that the Marakama wins, would agree that who wins? The Muchzik wins, the squatter. Why? Because he has a migu, a peshasser. Because what did the fellow squatter say? What did the Muchzik say? I bought it from you. He didn't have to say that. He could have said it was always his forever and ever. What do we always say at peshasser, peshitters? A woman says she's in nida. Second later, she says she's tahor. She was just joking. We believe her. Because we wouldn't have known she was in need unless she said something. A peshasser, peshitter. The same thing here. We would have never known it was the Marakama's house. Unless the what? Mochzik said it was, and he bought it from him. So therefore, the Mochzik would definitely win. Unless the Marakama has Edim that it was once his. We got that, Klor? That's what the Rashbam writes. Okay. I didn't give it to you, but tomorrow I'll give it to you. The Rif is Cholek Beferish. The Rif writes, Rif is Cholek, and he says that we're talking about a case where the Marakama has no Edim. Rif, Marakama. Let's write Ma'arer, okay? Ma'arer is synonymous with Marakama. Ma'arer, Ein Lo Edim, Shalom. Ein Lo Edim, Shehu Shalom. So what is the Kasha? What's the Kasha on the Rif Shmuel?
So how's the Marakama at all?
Exactly. Then everyone should agree that who wins? The Muksuk, right? How could there be a Machlokas in the Gemara? Right? How could there be machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Nachman? Everyone should agree.
How can you say you had no Edim if he was the Marakama? The Machlok said it. He said, I bought it.
That's not Edim, Alan. There's no Edim.
But they're both being Machlok if he was there beforehand.
The Ma'ar has Edim that it was once his.
Right?
Right? Correct?
Okay.
What does the Rashbam say if there were no Edim? Then who would win?
The Machlok
would win. Why would the Machlok win? Because we don't know it's his unless what? Unless the Muksuk said it was.
Right.
Muksuk said, it was yours and I bought it. It's a Peshas, a Peshit, and it wins. So I'm asking, according to the Rif, if the Ma'arer has no Edim, then why would Rava say, then why would Rav Nachman say that the Ma'arer wins? Why should he win? Why should he win? According to the Rif, you follow me, Yancy? It's a Pella. Seth, you got me? According to the Rif, what's the Machlekes in the Gemara? How could Rav Nachman say that the Ma'arer wins? He has no Edim. Alan, you follow me? It's a bomb kasha. The Rif has a long arichis, okay? This is the kernel of the Rashita, the Rif.
He argues on this Nakuda, the Rashbam. He argues on it. He says the case in our Gemara is that he has no Eidim.
If there's no Eidim, why on earth would Rav Nachman say he wins? So the Bach, in the back of the Rif, I think it's Os, in mine, it's Os Aleph, says as follows. There is a Rashi in Meseches Ksubis. There is a Rashi in Meseches Ksubis on Daf Yud Zayin. Okay? On Daf Yud Zayin, Tet Zayin and Beis, Yud Zayin and Aleph. I think it's Tet Zayin and Beis. The Bach holds that the Rif holds like Rashi. Because here, he made a Taina. Rashi and Ksubis said that if the guy makes a Taina, he loses his migu. When does a guy have a migu, Ron? When does the muchzik have a migu? When there's no one against you. When the guy on the other side of the table said nothing. But if the guy opened his mouth and said, "What are you doing in my house?" then the migu goes out the window. Rashi says, "Ein pesha aser, kashir yesh." Taina, what? Kasher yesh taina adam acher. When the guy made another taina. That's the lashon of Rashi in Meseches Ksubis. Tovo. You got this? In other words, it makes a lot of sense. Oh, yasher koya. Kasher aser peshiter. Oh, the milchzik said it was yours and I bought it from you. It's not like you're offering us such great information. It's kind of like you said, Alan. You're offering us such gross information. It was yours and I bought it from you. The guy, we know it's the guy. We don't know for sure there's no Eidim, but the guy's yelling, "Get out of my house." So Rashi holds you have no pesha aser. However, please get this. The Rashbam is cholik on Rashi in the Rif. We're putting Rashi and the Rif together. And the Rashbam is cholik and holds like Tyson Ksubis. Rashbam v'Tosfos hold that even if the guy makes a claim, you still have a pesha aser. Afilu tovo, yesh pesha aser. And that's what Tosfos writes in Ksubis, and the Bach says that's the pshat l'maisa. That is the svara that we could exactly hold. Okay, that's the svara that we could exactly hold here. That l'maisa. Taisus says, even if there is a taina, you have a peshasser. That's the shita of the Rashbam. You got me? Meaning, what did the Rashbam say, Alan? What did the Rashbam say? That if the Mara Kama, the Mara had no Eidim, then everyone would agree that what? Everyone agrees the Maxic wins. Correct. Yes? Everyone agrees the Maxic wins. Why is that? Because you have a peshasser. But the guy did make a claim. I don't care. The Pesha Aser overrides the guy's claim. A Pesha Aser overrides the guy's claim. Okay? You follow me? Now, there's one more Nakuda we have to add on. What's the next Nakuda? What do you say, Seth? What do you think the Lumbus is in this Machlokus? As to whether Pesha Aser can work if the other guy on the other side of the desk has a Taina. How would you be mazed with that in Lumbus? You follow what I'm saying? Go ahead, Alan. Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. Very good. Very good, Al. There's a famous chakira that Rabbi Chanan has. Very famous. In fact, with that chakira, I got my cousin in the Gush 20 years ago with that. My cousin went to Penn, and he came after college, he wanted to spend a year in Gush after he went to Penn. So Rabbi Chanan was here, he gave him a bechinin. So he came to I'll never forget. I come back from a vacation, maybe one of the, could be, it was Pesach vacation. My cousin was sitting on the floor in my dorm room in the morgue, waiting for me to come because he had his bechina. Actually, Rav Rosenzweig gave him the bechina. So Lichtenstein wasn't here. So he had to prepare for the bechina. So I said, "You got to know this, what Rav Chanan says about migu." So Rav Rosenzweig asked him, and as soon as he knew it, he said, "You're in." Okay? What is the concept of migu? What is the concept of Migur? Migur and Pesha Aser, we once mentioned, it might be Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but for our purposes, the Shari Yitzchak The Yitzchak Flexer, Zatzal, the great Goyim, has a whole shtickle Torah of Machlekes Rashi, Tosfos, and Ksuvos, when the Migu Peshos are the same. For our purposes now, let's assume they're the same. Migu and Peshos are equivalent. So now it's Peshos. Okay. Go ahead, Alan. What's the first approach? I made claim A. I could have made a better lie, claim B. What is that called? Beirur. Beirur. Correct. Beirur. It's slam dunk that claim A is right. Because I could have made a better lie. I didn't make a better lie. I made a lesser lie. Must be I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. It's a birur. There are many types of birur in halacha. Eidim is the highest level of birur. Chazaka is one another type of birur. Migu is another one. And then there's something called, which is a little bit more esoteric, and that's called koach hataina. What does koach hataina mean? Koach hataina means that I would be believed with claim B. When I make claim A, streamline the nemanus. You know what streamline means? I have nemanus. I have believability, if there is such a word, right? Believability. If there is, I don't think there is such a word, but for our purposes, let's use it. Let's create one, right? If you, I believe with claim B, use that same nemanus I have with claim B and streamline it to A that I'm believed in A. It's like a chiddush atayra. It's a gzeres hakasif. This is more of a smara. This is more of a what? Pasuk. Koach hatayna. Birur against koach hatayna. Birur against koach hatayna. You follow the difference? Because the first approach is attempting to say, I know Alpi Emes, that he's telling the truth. Second one really is, we don't. Not that we really don't care, but the truth is we're not accomplishing that. It's just a koach hatayna. It's, I once heard a mashal. I'm not so sure how great the mashal is, but it's not bad. Let's say if you're a nation that wants to attack someone, you have a bunch of cannons and you have a bunch of tanks, and you have F-15s, F-16s, right? So with all that background, it makes you like your M-16 raw machine guns that much more powerful. An M-16 on its own, you want to wage a war, is nothing, right? But in the background of all those tanks and the F-15s and F-16s, it gives so much more strength to that M-16. So in the same vein, you could have been believed with claim B. When I make claim A, I give that claim A that same believability. I think it's a good muscle. Okay, I don't know if it's perfect, but it's a good enough muscle. You follow what I'm saying? Gives it so much more kindness to it. Okay? These are two different approaches. So I think Alan is saying very good. If you take the approach of Rashbam and Tosos, that even if the other guy on the other side of the table makes a claim, if I have a Peshasser, I win. Yesh Peshasser. You know why? Because the truth of the matter is what? What would you say? Go ahead, Alan. What would you say? You plug it in. If what? It's a beer. So if it's a beer, the truth of the matter is, I don't care. This guy can scream from today until tomorrow, Alan. Let him keep screaming. I have a Pesha Asr. So since I have a Pesha Asr, he's not Adis. So if you take beer, I think Alan is saying very, very good. That's the beer of Rashbam and Tosis by us. Okay? Because Migu works as a beer. Pesha Asr is a Midin beer. I don't care if the other guy has a claim. So what if he has a claim? But if you take the approach of what? Koach hataina, ein peshasar kasher yesh taina mi'aramacher. Because when does koach hataina work, Alan? When what? When does koach hataina work? When it's completely clean. On the other side, there's no guy making any claims. You follow me? Once there's a guy who's making a claim, it's like ein lebo elechidusho. It's exerza kosev migu. It's koach hataina. And it only works in a very constricted case when the other guy has nothing to say. As soon as the guy opens his mouth, it blows it up, and it won't work. You hear what I'm saying? That's the chiddush. Chaim, you follow me? That's the chiddush that we want to say. This is the lomdus we want to suggest in this machlokes. But it's critical, guys. You got to get it. Because is our case talking about that the Ma'ar had ate him or not? We're saying it's a machlokes to Rashbam in the Rif. And we're saying it's totally in this machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and Ksuvos, whether Peshasar works if the other guy on the other side has a taina. And that depends, Alan's saying very good, this is what we want to suggest, it depends upon how you view migu. You know, I'll give you one quick nafkamina. Please get it down between these two approaches. Does everyone know the first mission of Bamatziya? Shnayim ochsim etalis? Zeomer kulishli? Zeomer kulishli? What's the din? Yachlok. Yes? Oh. What's the din if the guy, if one guy says kulishli, one guy says chetshishli? The guy who gets kulishli gets half, and the guy who says chetshishli gets what? A quarter. Correct. You know what Tosos asks? Tosos Bamatziya, get it down. The guy who said chetshishli, why doesn't he have the migu to say kulishli? Right? That's what Tosos. You have a Bamatziya there? Thanks a lot, Yossi. Here the kasha, Tosos asks, the guy has a migu. So since he has a migu, it should be good. Right? Tosos beis mirav the ramaskav zemot the revia. The guy that said chetzi, let him believe with the migu, you're going to say kulishli. Does everyone hear that kasha? Again, if the first guy says kulishli, what does he get? Chetzi. If the second guy says chetzishli, what does he get? A quarter. What do you mean? The guy who said chetzishli, let him believe with the migu, you can say kulishli. What's the terrors of that kasha? One answer is, Tosos says, which we're going to see Bez Hashem in the Vayter Sugyas Bez Hashem, Tosos develops a theory that migu lahotzi lo amrinin. You never can take away money from a guy with a migu. It's not enough of a beer. You need a higher level of beer than migu. You need 80. Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. That's what you're doing with the talus. You'd be taking more away from the other guy. Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. Okay? However, the Mordechai gives a different terrence. You know what the Mordechai says? Migu mi mamun lo mamun lo amrinin. Migu mi mamon le mamon lo amrinin. What does that mean? Mordechai, first Mordechai in Bamatziya. What does that mean? Migu mi mamon lo mamon lo amrinin. What does that mean? What's the first case? What's the first din Torah? Chetzishli. What's the second din, second claim? Kulishli. It's not the same money. All these cases, what we're talking about is the same article. Did he live there? Did he not live there? Right? Here you're talking about two different monies. One is what? One is chetzishli. One is kulishli. They're two different monies. You can't say amigu mi mamon la mamon. His first claim is chetzishli yitzi. The second claim is kulishli. Ron, you follow me? What is koach hatayin? I mean, you streamline the monetary of believability on what claim B to claim A. But they're two different amounts of monies. You can't streamline anything. You want to wage a war against a small country and make an equivalence to make a wage a war against a large country? They're two different things. So according to the Mordechai, it's working within koach hatayin. So I'm going to write it down. Tosus is birur, and the Mordechai is koach hatayin. I want you to get this whole shtickl Torah. You follow me? We give a very concrete, good concrete nafkamina. Don't ever think, okay, Rebbe, what does it mean? Mig birur koach hatayin. Tell me what it means. I told you what it means. That there's a distinction between Tosus and the Mordechai. How to answer that question in the beginning of Bava Metzia. If you go with Migu Lotzi Omrina, you hold beer. And a Migu is not enough of a beer to be Motzi Mamun. The Mordechai goes with a different concept. Koch HaTayne. Different, he says, Migu Mi Mamun Lomon Omrina. Based on these two approaches, we're being Masbir. This is the Machlekes in the Rashbam and Tosfos against Rashi and the Rif. Is our case, does the Ma'arer have Eidim or not? Rashbam says, you better believe he has Eidim. Because if he doesn't have Eidim, the Nachman will be motive that the squatter wins. Slam dunk. Aye. But what? He's making a claim. He says, get out of my house. Who cares about his claim? I have a Pesha Asr. Pesha Asr is a beer, like Alan said. It's a strong beer. We ignore his claim. He can claim from today to tomorrow. He can do headstands from today to tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference. Backflips. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I have a migu. Rashi and the Rif say no. The guy has, if it's a koach hatayin, it's got to be clean. Can't be anything else there. This is what we find by beer and koach hatayin. Yes, Daniel. Go ahead. Ellie, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
I understand why, according to Tosos' answer, a B
Yes.
I don't understand that. Why? Rabbi said that.
This one?
Yeah.
Because there are different levels of Birur. Adam is the highest level, which we're going to see Bez Hashem in the coming sugyas. Okay? We'll see Bez Hashem in the next few sugyas. The Rabban has this comment that Adam are the highest level. There are other levels of Birur. There's Migu, there's Chazaka. Migu's not strong enough to be Motzi Mamu. Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinin.
Yeah, but Rabbi said that because it affects the other guy. It doesn't affect the other guy.
You're trying to be motzi more of the talus away from the other guy.
Right, but the din if you both people say chetishli, then each
no, one we're talking about the case of chetishli and kulishli.
I understand, but in the case of chetishli, each one gets half. In the case of chetishli and kulishli, in the case of kulishli and kulishli, everyone gets half. Right.
Right.
So in the case of kulishli and chetishli,
the guy that chetzi gets a fourth.
Right, but if you would have said, we said, why doesn't have a migu say kulishli?
Yes.
Right. The other guy still gets a half in both situations.
But the pashtus is that's in the case where the guy says kulishli gets chetzi, the guy who says chetzi gets a quarter, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're asking that he's going to be motzi more mama. So you're saying he's not taking away anything from the other fellow? Sure he will, because everything that is what, everything that is unsure of, they'll split that too as well, or it could depend on sumchus. See, Eli's asking a good question. What sense are you taking away from the other guy? The guy who said kulishli always going to get his chetzi. But he would get even more because that one-fourth that we're unsure of, Mistoma, they would split that as well. But that you're taking away, correct? You follow me? From that perspective, you got to say that's called taking away. See, Eli's asking a good question. In what sense are you being motzi from the guy? The guy who says kulishli always gets his chetzi. The guy who says chetzi shili gets a quarter, but we're trying to prop him up. But in what sense are you taking away from the other guy? You probably, let's say it would be according to Sumchus, where you always split Mammon that's in Suffolk, so you would be taking it away. Okay? It's a good, very excellent point, Ellie. Okay. Very good. That's the whole first Dikkel Torah. We got it? Just on this case. Okay, back to the Gemara. Let's see back now. Okay? Oh. Let's see back now. We have to see now the pshat of the Tosfos, and then the Ramban, whole Ramban I wanted you to see, okay? All right, let's see, Alan, the Tosfos inside. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. I can't hear you. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, there were Adim that he was there. Go ahead. We do not know where he went. How he went. Go ahead. If he had no Adim, he was inside. Exactly. Okay, so what are we saying now, Tulsa saying? Not only does he have Adim that it was once his, but he's also saying that he had Adim that he was what? He was inside. Both Nakudas, correct? He has Adam that he was his, and he has Adam that was inside. What he has Adam that it was once his, meaning the outer part was once his. Number two, he has Adam that he was inside the what? The actual home, in the inner part of the home. Go ahead. Otherwise, if he had no Adam, was inside, then Rav Nachman would agree that the squatter wins. So, you hear what I'm saying? Don't confuse these two Nakudas. The first Nakuda we talked about is that he had Adam that the outer house was once his. The second Nakuda is he has Adam that he was what? He resided inside all these times. David, you follow me? Those are two different Nakudas. The first Nakuda is that it was the outer house was once his. No Adam on that. The second Nakuda is there were Adam that he was inside the whole time. David, you follow me? That's a different Nakuda. Go ahead. What'd you say? I understand the Rush. I'm saying the whole first Mahal we had, the Rashbam brought up a side point. That it's not a side point, it's Pshat in the Gemara. Did he have Aiden that the outer house was what's his? Now I'm saying the Tosfos is focusing on the Nakuda in the inner house. Did he have Aiden was in the inner house? Yes, he did. Go ahead. Dato, please read this rhetorically. Go ahead. Right, it's crazy, he says. You think Eidi Chazaka have to know that the Ma'ara wasn't in the house at all? Go ahead. Yafsid? No, you got to read it rhetorically. Yafsid? Read the whole thing. Yafsid?
It's crazy. You mean, Ma'ara says, I want you to know, I was there 2 days in a period of 3 years. That's ridiculous. We don't believe the Ma'ara. Adam don't have to know that. He's got to bring Adam that he was there. Until he brings Adam that he was there in Ma'ara, we don't believe him at all. Nothing.
Because he's reading it rhetorically. Okay?
Because he's reading it rhetorically. So, Michael, you said it very good in Seder. Please get it. The guy is bringing Adam, the Farish, that he was there.
Now, we don't know how he went out. What does that mean, we don't know how he went out? Why is that so important that we don't know how he went out? Because if we know how he went out, meaning he went what? He didn't go through a side door, but he went through the actual what? Outer house, where he saw the what? Machzik. Then obviously, it could very well be that what? What would you say in that case if there were Adam that he did that? Exactly like Yossi's saying. Then everyone would agree like Rav Nachman that the squatter would lose. Because he didn't think he had a protest. I mean, here, I'm walking through my things, you know? Which we're going to have to see. Is it walking through or is it using? You follow me? Is it walking through or using? But Tosus doesn't get involved with that. Tosus just says, I don't know which way. Tosus did not say Mishtamesh, like who? Like the Rashbam. Tosus seems to imply that if we knew that he walked through the outer house, that would be enough of an excuse to say, I don't have to protest. That's called drisas regel, trampling of the feet, literally. I'm just pointing out that Tosus and Rashbam learn very similar, but Tosus did not say Mishtamesh. Tosus just say which derech. Seems from Tosus, as long as if they would prove that they know which way he went out, that would be enough for the squatter to lose, like Yossi said very well. Okay? All right. Yes, Ariel. We know the Mufsa, it would be enough. Tosus is applying that if as long as he went through, we assume that they had some, they saw each other. We would assume that. It's a good point. We would have to require the Adam to see a confrontation. As long as we know that he's walking through his way, listen, you guys know if someone's been in your room. You guys know if someone's been in your home. So you don't need to have that, okay? We assume that if the Adam walked through, it's a good point what Ariel say. Why aren't we worried that maybe he never saw the guy? Because he lives there. He hasn't traveled away. It's not Mechuzah. It's not Chanusa de Mechuzah that they go in and out. We assume he's there. So as long as, if there would have been Adam, that's what we assume. Okay? All right. Yes, Yossi.
So, Buzah
Masa at the end of Tosus, the Masa's Masa or the Mara? So, Mechuzah, what Tosus' proof is that you have to assume 2 points. This is what we're putting together, Rashbam and Tosus. 2 points. What are the 2 points for Rav Nachman and Shita? What are the 2 points? What is Rav Nachman Shita? That the Ma'ara Kama wins, the Ma'ara. What are the 2 points? Number one, the Ma'ara had Adam, that the outer one was originally his. And number two is, the Ma'ara has Adam, he was living inside. That's his Nakuda. Tosus says you have to assume that. Because you can't just say, oh, I was there for a day. And you don't have to. That's ridiculous.
Otherwise,
the Muksuk would win. Yeah.
In order for the Ma'ar to have a claim, he has to have Adam that he was there.
Otherwise, Rav Nachman Shita would make no sense. That's correct, Yossi. Okay? It's a good point. You've got to keep out. It's a Machlis of Nachman Chisp, of Nachman Rav here. But it would make no sense as Shita at all. None at all. Yes, Michael.
Is the Machlis Rashbam Tosus over the power of Jesus Regal?
No, we're going to see. We have to see about that. Okay? I'm just saying, in general, they agree with Pshat and the Gemara. I generally agree with Pshat and the Gemara. I'm just making the horror that it might be a difference. We have to see, okay? All right. Now, I want you to get this. The Rif, the Ramban, the Nemuki Yosef. I hope you guys got to see the Nemuki Yosef, okay? In the Dapi Rif, okay? They're all cholik on this Rashbam. I want you to get it. They argue on Rashbam and Tosfos, And they say as follows. Let's get it. They say the following. Okay? They changed the girsa. Doesn't mean baisa. What are you doing in my house? Ma boisa b'hai baisa. They say ara. What are you doing in my land? They don't have the word girsa baisa. What are you doing in my home? They have the girsa. What are you doing in my land? And they say that he was far away. They say that he was far away. Okay? B'machom rachok. And he was not able to protest. That's what it means. Aretz Teiman is called Shchunoi. You know what Shchunoi Gavoi means? That I lived in the south. I lived far away. He quotes a pasuk in Iyuv, the Nemuka Yosef. It has nothing to do at all with living inside. That is not the right girsa. Okay? That's not the right girsa. It's incorrect. Okay? The girsa is Ara. B'makom rachok v'lo yachilti limchos. Doesn't mean, what are you doing in my house? It's Ba'a Ba'isa Baha'i Ara. You look in the Nemuka Yosef, the Rabban, and the Rith. They are all Cholik on the Rashbam. Do we got it? Ariel, you got it? We're not talking about inside a house, according to the Rith and the Rabban and the Nemuka Yosef. We're talking about Rokum Rachok. It was like Shas Cherim. He was not afforded the opportunity to protest. Okay. Oh. Now, this pshat of the Rith, this pshat of the Rith has different variations to it. Okay? This pshat of the Rith has different variations to it. And let's get it. Okay? Number one. Let's get this variation. Number one, the Rith writes as follows. The day that you bought it from me, I was too far away. You got it? Please, let's get it down. The Rif says, the day you claim, on Columbus Day, let's say yesterday, the day you claim you bought it from me, I was too far away, and I could not have what? Sold it to you on that day. It's Sheker. It's Mama Sheker. Okay? It's Mama Sheker, what you say. This is the first variation of the Rif. No, you got it? He says, there's no way that I sold it to you on Columbus Day. I was too far away. You got that? Please get that down. I'm going to write Rith. There are different variations. Rith. Okay? That's the Rith. Makom Rachok. But please write down that variation. Why did Rishonim not like this pshat? Ellie. Have you ever heard of a shliach before? So what? You're far away. Maybe you had a shliach sell it to me. That's a very difficult shot. Very difficult shot. So please get that down, that difficulty. The Rishonim are doing for this. He is an agent. He has a shliach. He has a shliach to sell it. So they're doing for this pshat. They're doing for this pshat, Lamaisa. Well, you can't sell them to a shliach? Second of all, it doesn't say the Farish in the Gemara. What? Ellie, that he actually what? He bought it on a certain day. Didn't say in our Gemara that you read so nicely, Alan. Did it say what day that he bought it? He said, yes, I bought it from you. But did he say what day he bought it? No. Second difficulty on this pshat. Please get that. There are two difficulties with this pshat of Rith. Makom Rachok. Okay? One pshat is what? You never can sell through something through a shliach? The second pshat is, it didn't say in the Gemara that he said what day. Therefore, the Aliyas of the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rabban, the Rashbam, they're all doich of this pshat. Okay? They're all doich of this pshat. Again, the Aliyas of the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rabban, the Rashbam, they're doich of this pshat. Okay? But this is all in the general approach of Machom Rachok. I'm just going to say, Ba'oso Yom, that'll be the code word for you to get that shot, and the two kashas on that. Number one is Ba'oso Yom or Machom Rachok. Number one, he could have sold it to a shliach, difficult. Number two, also didn't say in the Gemara he identified what day. Therefore, they say a second shot. All within this approach of Machom Rachok. What's the shot? The Ramban writes, You went through the Ramban, it was long. If you didn't get a chance, boy, we've got to get the kernel. What does the Ramban say? You know what the protester says? This is a second shot, all within Makom Rachum, okay? Right, Makom Rachum. We're arguing on the Rashbam's shot. But the first variation, we had two kashas on. Second variation, Ramban says. You know what the Ramara says? The Ma'arar says a beautiful pshat. The Ma'arar claims that it was Machum Rokok and he didn't hear about the Chazaka. Or he was not able to protest. Simple. He didn't hear about the Chazaka. Lo Shama Chazaka. Or even if he heard about the Chazaka, he didn't have the ability to what to protest. I don't know. He was busy taking care of his kids, helping his wife. He couldn't protest. Just simple. Lo Shama Chazaka. Oh, Lo Haya Yachol Limchos. Lo Haya Yachol Limchos. Okay? Got me? That's the second shot. Very simple. And then there is a third shot. Let's write down a third shot of variation in the Ramban. What's the third shot, the Ramban? Also from the Ramban, that when the Machzik went down to the field, the Ma'ar was far, far away, and he wasn't able to hear about the Chazaka. And the Chazaka does not work even if the Ma'ar comes closer. Even if afterwards the Ma'ar comes closer. Still, since it was initiated, this is a big Yiddish. Still, I'm going to write down Ramban. Since it was initiated, B'machom Rako, I will write it like this. Maschil B'machom Rachok, I feel if he comes closer the Ma'ar within the 3 years. I feel kashir ham'arir ba the makom karov toch shaloshanim adayin lo chazaka, which is a chiddush. I mean, the guy came close, why shouldn't he protest it? Since it initiated what when he was too far away, I don't know, maybe somehow, subconsciously, the guy never treated it seriously, the Ma'ara. You hear what I'm saying? It's a bit of a kiddush, that third approach. But those are all within Ramban. Maschil b'makom rachok, afilu kashir hama'ara ba b'makom karov tok sholoshon adayin lo chazaka. For some reason, he'll make an excuse he didn't take it seriously. So those are three different variations in the Rishonim, arguing with who? The Rashbam's Pshat and Toisagri. Toisagrees with the Rashbam in her house. But these Rishonim completely argue on the Rashbam and Toises. And they have a different gear than Gemara. It's not Shechunah Gavoy, it's Ara, and Shechunah Gavoy means in the south. Doesn't mean inside the house. He quotes a pasuk in what? In Eve to prove this. Okay? Because a pause in Eve to prove this. Okay. Now let's take this a step further now. Okay? One sec, Chaim, okay? Let's take this a step further. I want to get to Halacha too, but let's get to this. L'chura, there is a bit of a difference now between Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosis. If we go back to the Rashbam and Tosis, okay? What's the bit of a difference? What did Tosis ask? Tosis said that the Edom did not know Be'ez Derech HaYotze. I want to ask you, Alan. You read the Rashban, right? Yeah. Tosfos said the Edom don't know which way he went out. Yes? Yes? But there were Edom that he lived there. But he didn't know about Edom. Let me ask you, on that Nakuda, the Rashban and Tosfos generally agree, Yitzi, on the Pshat and the Gemara. Talking about inside the house. Did the Rashban ever once say that the guy had Edom that he lived inside? Yes or no? What do you say? I don't think so. You read the Rashbam very nicely. So I want to come up with the second difference. First difference we had with the Rashbam, Michael, we brought it up, is that Rashbam said you have to use it. Tosfos seems to imply at least he had to what? Walk through. Second point of difference in the Rashbam and Tosfos is what? And this is Beferish. Does the guy have Edom or not that he lived there? According to Tosfos, yes. He has Edom, he lived inside a court, the Rashbam, he never mentions it once. That's number one. Number two, let me ask you the following question. This is very crucial. Let me ask you the following question, and this is very, very important. Let me ask you, Who really cares? Who really cares
if, according to the Rashbam, the guy says that he what? That he used the outer stuff.
What does it make a difference? Why should that be Megareya from the Chazaka of the Machzik? Listen, you don't think I've ever sold a field to Zach and left something over for myself, like a pit, a bore? Right? You know what the Rishonim, these Rishonim ask? The Rabban, the Mekiyosu, you know what they ask on the Rashbam? What on earth is the Ma'arer saying? Yashir Koyach! Yashir Koyach, you walk through! No, you're a great guy, you walk through! What on earth is the Rashbam saying that the Rav Nachman says he wins? Why should that impinge upon it all? The Machzik squatting on our stuff. What? That's the timer. Please get it. These are the 2 points we want to bring up for the Rashbam. Number one is he never said they were Aiden, and number two is in what sense are you messing up the guy's chazaka? What is the Ma'arer's claim here? I many times sold stuff to Zach and I leave the bore over for myself. So the pshat is as follows. Please get this. It's on the Rashbam. So let's see.
She's saying good, yes. So what's the pshat? This is what I want to bring out. Please get it. The nekuda is as follows. That's why I said we get back to it.
The nekuda is that according to Rashbam, it wasn't just what? It wasn't just a place to walk through. I used it. I was mishtamish. He used it. He used the base chitzon. Ha'isi over derech aleh mishtamish imach base chitzon shedarti bo b'shusi. You know, there are a lot of things you use in the outer part. You know how people sometimes in their homes have mud rooms? You hang up your coats. You leave your objects there, right? Those are expressions of living, right? And they are goreya from the chazaka. That's exactly, David, what the Rashbam means.
The Rashbam is saying that he lived inside, but he passed through and he used the outside too. That impinges upon and impacts the outer guy from getting a chazaka.
That's exactly what the Rashbam is driving at. It's not so similar to a bor and a chutzar, or selling a house and leaving what, an otsar, that you just have drisus regal, Michael, like you brought up. Drisus regal, according to the Rashbam, is not enough. Lefitaisis, maybe it's enough. But lefi the Rashbam, you need to be mishtamish. So I want you to get this very integral to this.
Keep it straight. It's not too confusing. You have the Rashbam doesn't generally agree to the pshat in the Gemara, but they have a difference. Number one, were there Aiden that he lived there? Number two, is Drisus regal enough? We want to be medayik from tells you Drisus regal would be enough. According to Rashbam, no, you need to be mishtamish.
And therefore, that would in fact be Masbir, the pshat. What did Tosis say? What did Tosis say? Tosis said, oh, you think the Aiden have to know? How are the Aiden going to know? What we need to pshat is that what? According to what? According to the way we're being Masbir the Rashbam,
what must they prove, the Aiden? What must the Aiden prove?
The Aiden will prove, or at least he will claim, that what? That he used it. At least he will claim that he used it. Even if the Aiden don't need to testify that the Mara wasn't there 3 years, right? If you want to slam dunk
it that the Marakama should win, Michael, then how would you slam dunk it? That everyone would agree with like Rav Nachman? The opposite of everyone agreeing, like what, Rava? How would you slam dunk the Rav Nachman?
If the Aiden came in and said, we know the Marakama used this for what? For his jackets, then it would be slam dunk that he wins. You follow me? Then it would be slam dunk.
But for the Aiden to know, the Aiden don't have to know he wasn't there 2 days. He would have to prove with Aiden that he used it. You follow me? That's what Tosis is stressing. That's what the Rashbam is stressing. You need shimush.
Tosis, Drisus Regal. Rashbam is shimush. You actually use the object. Okay? And therefore, that's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Now, it's very interesting that there is a Chumas Abach
that I wanted you to see. We'll probably see it tomorrow. We'll see when that Xos quotes. Let's get it. The Xos and Simon Kuf Men quotes from the Tshuvas HaBach. Okay? Tshuvas HaBach. Okay? Says exactly this point, that you have to use the object. You have to use the object. If you use the object, if you use it, it's not enough to drisus regel. You need to actually use it. This is what the Bach holds. And he proves it from the Rashbam. Okay? He proves it from the Rashbam. Proves it from the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says you need to actually use it. Okay. So, it's interesting for the following Nikud. Because this whole discussion revolves around what? This whole discussion revolves around what concept? What is the taina of the what? What is the taina of the muksuk, of the marakama? What is the taina? That the outer house is kulo shalo bilvad. Yes? The outer house, right? That I used is vato the taina shuvas. We're talking about the bayis chitzon is kulo shalo bilvad. Right? The outer house is fully what? Fully his. And therefore the chazaka, the ma'arer using it, should not work. I want you to get this now. Okay? Please get it. You follow what I'm saying? What was the case in the Gemara? What is the case in our Gemara? According to Rashbam. What is the outer man trying to acclaim? That it's fully his, yes? And who's trying to upset that? Who's trying to upset that? Marakam, the Ma'ar. That's correct. But let me ask you, what would be in the case where the Machsi claims that it's not fully his, but part of it is his? What would you say in that case? Where part of it is his, and he has a partnership. Would you say then that Ma'arer would win in that case, in Mavatel the Chaskaso? Again, please get this. According to Rashbam, what are we saying? That the outer man is saying that what? That it's fully his. And the Ma'arer is trying to upset that, yes? What happens if the Machzik is the one who said, I own this partially? Then what would you say? Oh, so it could very well be, I want you to get this, that according to the Bach is medayik from the Rashbam, the Bach is quoted by the Xos, that we assume, even if the Machzi claims a shutvis, just like if he would have claimed, d'chiechid b'toyin kulishli, it wouldn't be a chazaka, because he shouldn't have protested, right? I want you to get this. According to the Bach, in both cases, the Ma'arer would have a good time. I mean, what do I mean both cases? Our case was that what? The outer fellow said it was fully his. Right? And what is the taina of the Rashbam, according to Rav Nachman? I used it. So obviously what Rav Nachman says, Zil Brorach Ilascha. The Muchzik has to prove it in order to win. Otherwise the Marakama wins. Just like in that case, Eli, the Bach says also, what happens if the Machzik says that I have a Shutvis in it? Also what would be? Also the Taina of what? The Marakama would win and would upset it. It would also work to be a Chazaka. But the Xos, I want you to get this, argues. And the Xos says in the following case, I want you to get this, please get it. The Xos argues on this Bach, and he says only in the case in our Gemara. Only where the outer guy claims it was fully his, does the Marakama win and say, I used it. But if the Machzik Yitzi said, I only had a partial b'shutvis of the outer house, if he says he only had partial b'shutvis, then Mark, in that case, you know what happens? In that case where he comes b'shutvis, then the usage of the marakama does not win. The usage of the taina, the machzik, lemaisa, he should have made a claim.
and therefore it does not consider to be what a good macha, and therefore he would win, the machzik would win, because the beer is avababa betainis shutvis ein mishtamish amar kamimo begeter macha. It's not a macha. Shahari letainis amachzik kolecha b'shalom mishtamish. The question is, I want you to get this, is the usage, please get it, is the usage of the property of the inner guy using the outer guy's stuff, is that a macha itself or not, David? Please get it down. Is that a macha itself or is it not a macha? The Ksos says it's a macha in a case where he claimed it was kulo his. Because by his using it, he didn't think he had to make a real macha. It's as if he made a macha. But if it was b'shutvis already, Eli, then already each guy can say, oh, I thought I was using my own thing. And if you had a problem with me, you should have gotten up and protested verbally. And you didn't. So the chazak would work in that case. You follow what I'm saying? That's the lumnus that we're saying. It's a machlekes, the ksos, and the bach. It's a machlekes, the ksos, and the bach here. That according to the ksos, the actual usage in itself is a macha. In itself is a macha. And that'll chapa nafkamina where he claimed was fully his. Alan, you chap this? Yes? I'm going to repeat this again. Please get it, this guys. Is the usage of macha itself. So according to the Ksos, it is. Usage, the Ksos is, hishtamshus is a macha. And since it's a macha, it only chaps a nafkamina where the guy fully what? Fully owns it himself, meaning the muchzuk. Then using it destroys it. But if he claimed that he owned a portion of it, then the guy he's using it is not a macha. Each guy could say, oh, you're using your own stuff. If you had a problem with me using my stuff, you should have said something. So it would be a good chazak in that case. Whereas according to the Bach, what's the Bach's pshat? The Bach holds the usage of it is considered to be a siba. I'm going to write it down. Siba lechoser macha. It's an excuse, a reason, for his not making an actual macha. And that works, David, in both cases. Meaning in the case in our Gemara where he claims it was fully his, the muchzuk, the outer part, or even if he claims it was a partnership. It shouldn't make a difference. There's no nafkamina whether he claims it's his or not. The Bailim are continuing to use it. Then they didn't think that they had the what? He didn't think he had a protest. He's using it. Isn't that enough?
I don't understand why it's going to Rashbam.
Because the Rashbam's whole theory is hishtamshus, Yossi.
Right.
So how did you view hishtamshus? That's what I'm saying.
It shouldn't work for a partnership.
Why shouldn't it work for a partnership? According to the Ksos, you're saying, or the Bach?
According
to the Ksos, I hear it. Usage is a macha, only if what?
Right.
Only if he fully owns it.
Right.
Right? Then my usage of it is a protest. But if we're partners, then my usage of it is not a protest. I could say I was using mine, he was using his. You wanted to get a problem with me, you should have said it. Whereas according to the Bach, it's just always an excuse. That excuse could be said by both. No?
You said the Mafia needs a stronger claim.
Yeah, okay, but am I making it? It's an excuse why I didn't have to say anything. So whether you claim it's fully mine or I'm a partner, what's the difference? I didn't think I had to say anything. All right, I hear what Yossi's saying. It's a little difficult. It's a little bit, but not so difficult. It's just an excuse. Shmuel, you follow what I'm saying? It's an excuse why I didn't protest. You know what I mean? So if it's an excuse why I didn't protest, who cares whether the guy fully owns it or whether he claims it's a partnership? It's an excuse. You hear what I'm saying? Yes, it's an excuse. It's more elastic. But this is the lumnus we want to suggest to Chiddush. Mike, you've been patient. Go ahead.
Yeah, how does Tosfos respond to the Ramban's question what could he do that he was walking through?
How does Tosos respond?
To the Ramban. We said that
I guess it's a good point. Tosos will respond and say walking also is a chutzpah. Walking is also a chutzpah. Who are you to walk through my room?
Must be you owned it. If you're letting me walk through, it must be it was a protest. Right? Why do I have to actually use it? Right?
Tosfos obviously must have held that Teresa Saregel is enough. Now we're going to see there's a Xos about Makomos in the Shul. We talked about it once with the Rush. There's a Xos talks about Makomos in the Shul.
Okay, which we'll glean that or maybe we'll try to see tomorrow. It's a good point, you know what I'm saying? But Tosfos holds that's enough. Teresa's read.
Okay. There's a lot more we got to see in the sugya, so we'll continue tomorrow. We have to go Vayter also. But let's go to, it's late already. I just want to start a little bit of halacha, okay? We're going to go through outside very quickly a lot of the topics, Bez Yashem and Chalik Aleph. We'll try to do as much as we can, Mr. Brewer, Chalik Beis too.
So I want to just begin. It's a little bit late, but let's just begin. How are we supposed to get up in the morning? Not like a Mickey Mouse, but we're supposed to get up like a what? Like a lion.
Miskabri Ka'ari. Okay? That's a good phrase. Instead of Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, right? Okay?
All right, so you're supposed to get up. Miskabri Ka'ari.
It's a beautiful pshat I once saw. Rav Simon Shlita has in his Sefer Chumash. What do you think? You know, Noach, one of the Birim in Noach was that he didn't hold of himself.
He didn't think he was chosher enough to daven on behalf of the door. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't think you were strong enough to daven on behalf of the door? I have a creature, a lion, who is symbolic of courage. And he came late to give him breakfast and bit him. To give him Musar Haskel. And he says, you should have had the courage. You should have had the courage to know you were strong enough to daven on behalf of the door.
So he must get up in the morning. Miskabri Ka'ari. You know, not like sit on the side of the bed for 4 hours, you know, we're so tired. I'm not saying it's not easy, right? Obviously, I know of such a concept because I obviously, I'm not did it for 4 hours, but everyone's so dry, you know, groggy and everything. But we have to get up in Miskabri Ka'ari. And number two, like the Ramah, we always must keep in mind, Shavisi Hashem Kenegdi Tomi. For all our activities in life, all the decisions we make, Shavisi Hashem, and anything we do, we know, we have to know the Eibishter is what? The Eibishter is watching us and he's always with us. That's how we begin Shulchan Aruch. So let's begin, and we only have a few minutes, but let's just begin like this. How do we do Negel Vashon in the morning? It's a big machlekes. The Ramah and the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah writes you must wash three times alternatively on each hand, up to the wrist, from the fingers to the wrist. And the Gaon argues and says you need four times. So I always say it's not so hard to do a fourth time. So you should do a fourth time. First you start right, left, right, left, right, left. Unlike for bread, where you do two on each hand, on the right and two on the left. So we should try to do like the Gaon. You should know the machlekes, the Ramah and the Gaon, Negavash. Now, it's a big machlekes. Must you do Negavash before you go to the washroom? So the pashtus is you don't have to. It is ideal. What I mean to say is as follows. The issur of withholding going to the bathroom is stronger than getting rid of the ruach ra as soon as you get up. It's called shabtoi. Shabtoi was one of the shemus muvakim. We hadn't gotten any ra'af and ra'af. But it means ruach ra. So that means if a guy's really got to go to the bathroom, now if you're withholding number two, which is kedolin, that's an issur d'oraisa, gemara in makis, masha nekovav. If you're withholding number one, ketanim, it's nisid rabbanan. So if you really got to go, you can go even before doing negavashan. But ideally, you should get up and do negavashan immediately, and then you go to the bathroom. And then, after you go to the bathroom, you do netilas yadayim again, negavashan in the same vein, and on that you say a bracha of netilas yadayim, okay? And then you say asher yatzer, because you've gone to the bathroom, and then right after asher yatzer, most Siddurim, they don't have it that way. You go right to Lokai Neshama. Because Lokai Neshama is a bracha smuch l'chaverta to bruchat Hashem rafecho basar mafli lasos. You go right to Lokai Neshama. Okay, this is all before even Birkas HaTorah. Okay, we got it?
You can say Modani.
Oh, so Modani, the meaning is you say as soon as you get up. I guess what we have to assume is that that's not Torah because you're saying it before Birkas HaTorah. Right. Now, I sometimes end up saying it at shul, but you're right. Probably it's more appropriate to say as soon as you get up.
Even if you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, okay, so let's look into that. Good question, Yossi. It's a good question. I always am uncomfortable saying it because for because of Torah. But the truth is it's not Torah, it's a bakasha. Because you could ask a kasha on me, how you sing until it's a dam, Asher Yatzer Malkan Hashem for because of Torah, right? So the pasha says, you're praising Hashem with those brachas. How's it different than Modani? So let's get back to about that, about Modani. Okay, we have to think about it. But this is certainly what we should do. And you should say the brach outside, obviously outside the bathroom. And preferably you should wash your hands outside the bathroom the second time. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, so if you, in your room, you do negel vashin, you go to the bathroom, then you wash your hands with soap and water in the bathroom, then you come out, you dry them off, and then you do negel vashin again. So really, physically, you're doing three times washing. But you're going to say a brach on that third time. Okay? And then you say, Asher Yotzer, right into the kind of shalom. Now there's a machlekes. We got to close because you guys got to get lunch and get ready for the next, for Tanakh. But there's a machlekes to the Mishabru Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan writes the whole house is like Arbamas. Okay? Meaning, you don't have to have a basin by your bed. Mishabru argues and says you should. You should have it within Dalet Amos. So whichever sheet do you want to follow, but certainly we should not mock ever anyone who does one or the way or the other. Right? We always are mocking about that. You respect everyone's sheetahs. Okay? First sheet was the Aruch HaShulchan, that the whole bias is like our bias. So Bruce says you should have it. But this is very important. We should make sure that we get the Ruach Ra away from our hands. And the truth is, Halacha L'maisa, if you know your hands are dirty before Minchan Ma'ariv, you must wash your hands as well. Okay? And we'll get into the next time we get into Halacha, what the reasons for doing Negavashan are in the morning, which we have to get to. Okay. Everyone have a good day. Good to see everyone back. We'll go back tomorrow. Maybe we'll finish up a little bit more.